Blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Acts 8, verse 26 to 39. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, verse 26 to 39. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of the Kandake, which means king of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you are reading?" Philip asked. "How can I," he said, "unless someone explains it to me?" So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. This is the passage of scripture the eunuch was reading. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What can stand in the way of my being baptized?" And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Let us reflect on the theme divine encounters in unexpected places. Divine encounters in unexpected places. Have you ever found yourself at a strange point in life and wondered how you got there? Perhaps you have looked back at the seemingly random events that brought you together with others in a particular place and time, feeling a deep sense of gratitude for God's careful direction. This sense of divine orchestration is captured beautifully in one of my favorite stories from Scripture. A story about a lonely road, a deacon named Philip, and an Ethiopian eunuch. This story is indeed unusual. It is not a passage we frequently hear in church, possibly because it touches on topics that can make us uncomfortable, like eunuchs. Moreover, it lacks the presence of the more prominent biblical figures we are familiar with. Philip, while appearing several times in Acts, isn't a leading figure. Yet this story demonstrates how God uses unexpected people and places to fulfill his purposes. Philip was initially appointed as a deacon in Acts 6 to ensure equitable distribution of food among widows. However, God's plans for him extended beyond this narrow job description. He was led by an angel to a desert road, a place that seemed devoid of significance, yet it was there that he encountered the Ethiopian eunuch, a man of great status and learning, who was returning from worshipping in Jerusalem. My dear friends, this story encourages us to be open to divine encounters in unexpected places. It reminds us that God's call may lead us to people and situations that challenge our comfort zones. Whether we are like Philip, called to share the gospel in unusual circumstances, or like the eunuch, needing to seek and accept help, we are part of God's larger plan. In our modern context, this might mean engaging with people who are different from us, or stepping into roles we feel unprepared for. It might mean recognizing that God can speak through the most unexpected individuals and situations. By remaining open to God's guidance, we allow ourselves to be instruments of His grace and love, even in the most unlikely scenarios. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, have you ever felt a prompting to step out of your comfort zone to help someone or share your faith? How did you respond? Number two, in what areas can you remain open to God's direction in your everyday life, especially in unexpected or uncomfortable situations? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the ways you guide us, often in unexpected and surprising ways. Help us to remain open to your call, to step out in faith even when we feel unprepared or uncomfortable. May we recognize your presence in the most unlikely places and trust that your plans are always for our good. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.